With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, John Hanna, the Hall of Famer from the Patriots, sitting here in front of me. What are you here working for today? Because they're videotaping us, and I don't know what this is for.
All right. It's basically DOJ knee.
Okay.
It's a new replacement knee that's come on the market now.
Okay.
And it's basically one that I'm going to use when I get my knee replaced. And they asked me if I'd come down here as I went around the tables to tell people about DOJKnee.com.
Okay. Just wanted to find out because I wasn't sure. Everybody's got something going on. And I just had to Gary Ellerson used to play for the Packers. Gary just had his knee replaced.
Yeah.
He's been struggling with it. Another friend of mine, been a chef all his life. He's been on his feet the whole time. He just had a knee replacement. Thank God I haven't had to have that thing yet.
Well, I need to, but I've already been under the knife four times in my life, and I just don't want to do it
That's
again.
It?
That's
Coming
all.
Out of the era that you played, that's it? Four times?
Four times.
Oh, consider yourself lucky.
Well, I think five times.
One, okay. Fifth was your tonsils out, right?
Six times. Six times.
Okay.
So
six times.
That's still many compared to a lot.
No. I mean, I know guys that have had 14, 15 knee scopes and stuff, you know, things
like
that.
Well, I'm not talking about scopes. I'm saying the knife.
Right. Well,
I've been cut open. I didn't count scopes.
Yeah, but in today's day and age, if something goes under your skin, then, you know, we're all wimpy.
Scopes aren't.
That's
you don't
no
count scopes.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, this is we were just sitting here talking to numerous people, Mark Istick from the NFL Network and Merrill Hodge, formerly of ESPN, and we're sitting here talking about the ninth time Brady and Belichick have been together.
Right.
For a guy that's been in that organization, it's almost like you're spoiled, but on the other hand, is it incomprehensible considering that those two together have been there more times than the Cowboys and the Steelers as franchises?
I know. It's a real tribute, not only for them, but also for the owners. You know, because usually when you have that kind of talent, somebody's going to steal them away from you.
Yeah.
And especially with the free agency that was started in 93, you know, great players get, you know, once they come in and they've proven themselves, other people want them and they pay them more money than, you know, than the current team is willing to pay, and they leave. But fortunately, Belichick and Brady have been together, and maybe money, they figure enough is enough and want to stay with the franchise because they know what they've got under the Kraft family.
It's been an amazing run. I mean, we call them the modern day Lombardian star.
Oh, absolutely.
You
absolutely.
Know?
It is the, you know, I grew up being a Green Bay fan because of Bart Starr, being an Alabama guy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And, you know, Bart Starr was nobody at Alabama, just like Brady. You know, he wasn't, you know, well-known as a college player. Well, Bart Starr came out of a losing, I think they might have won maybe one game when he played, and then he comes to Green Bay and perennial world championships.
Right.
And so there's not a lot of real differences between the stories between Bart Starr and Tom Brady.
Is it just a matter of, as we hear down here a lot, just putting the puzzle pieces together? The coach that gets the most out of you that makes you the optimal athlete?
That plus, I think what it is do you fit into the style that the coach wants you to play in? For instance, if I had played with a lot of teams in the NFL, I would have never been heard of. Fortunately, my talents fit well into the scheme of our offense. So I fit into the system. I was able to do what they needed me to do versus, like, if I went with Pittsburgh and the way they played during that era, I probably couldn't have played it at Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But I could have played at the Patriots. So it's a matter of not only the coaching matchup, the relationship between the other players, but it's also do I fit within the scheme that they're wanting to install.
You know, when you know, we got you booked to come on and you sit down and start to read your credential, do you ever look back on your career when you go through 9-time Pro Bowler, 10 times first team, NFL 75th anniversary all time, all decade team in the 80s, the 70s, number 73 is retired, you're in the Hall of Fame. Do you ever look back and think, man, I'm a part of that organization that has done all of this and this was your contribution?
No, I look back and say I never won a championship. The one thing I wanted in my whole life was to be on a champion.
Yeah.
You know, and when I was at Alabama, we came close. We missed it by one game.
Yeah.
When I got to the Patriots, you know, we got close, missed it by one game.
Right.
So, you know, I never got that. I never got the taste wearing that national championship.
Does that give you an appreciation for what they're doing now?
Absolutely. It does.
The amazement of it?
Yeah. Because, you know, they – what gets me, you know, you're talking about the perennial, is the fact that they hadn't let it go to their head. It's like, okay, that's in the past. Let's go get another one. Let's mm-hmm. go get another one. Let's go get another one. And to me, that's the amazing thing, is just having the ability to forget what lies behind and press on, so to speak.
How do the fans there, especially younger fans, are accustomed to winning?
Right.
It's been around for such a long
right.
time, you know. But how do fans in New England treat you?
Well, I'm living in Alabama.
Because you haven't won a championship, but
yeah.
you still were great in your right.
I still am appreciated, I think,
mm-hmm.
As well as a lot of the other guys off that 70s team that really, you know, up until that time, the Patriots had not been anything really,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to at least get to the playoffs a few times, and you know, get to the Super Bowl, which was the first time, you know, a Patriot team had ever done that. So I think we kind of got the ball rolling, so to speak, and you know, Bob Kraft taking over the team, not only did he keep the ball rolling, but he put it in the basket.
Who was some of your better matchups back in the day?
Well, you know, it all depends on what you're talking about, in a
yeah.
way. The two best pass rushers that I ever played against that were Alan Page and Randy White.
Wow.
I mean, those guys were quick as cats.
Vikings and Dallas Cowboys, yeah.
And then the two best run guys, probably Ernie Holmes, because mm-hmm. he was so low to the ground
yeah.
and just got great leverage.
Former wrestler too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was mean. I got a story about that one. That's all right. But anyway, but all around the two guys that I took my hat off to were Howie Long and a guy that's not in the Hall of Fame, Joe Klecko.
Oh yeah,
Joe Klecko was. I mean, when you played in front of those two guys, it was an all day sucker. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They never took a time off. And they were just, whether it was pass or run, they were just great. They were solid, just great ball players.
Joe Klecko, he succumbed to injuries, didn't he? He just had injury after injury
oh, yeah.
after injury, yeah.
And they play, you know, toward the end, they had to play him out of position. You know, they had, instead of getting a good defensive end, they got in Marty Lyons, he was also a good player. But Joe should have been an interior lineman. You know, he didn't have the real speed for an end position.
Yeah.
And because of whoever the player personnel guy was, I think he made a huge mistake. Instead of drafting defensive tackles, he should have drafted a defensive end, kept Joe inside. And I think that, you know, maybe one of the things that sports writers hold against Joe, but I thought Joe Klecko was as great a player as ever played the game.
Joe made a name for himself on the field, and the biggest time I remember really became interested in Joe Klecko was when he jumped out of the cab of that big rig in Smoking a Bandit.
Oh, yeah. But let me tell you, when you lined up in front of him, your knees shook.
I'm he was that big.
He's just big, but he was strong. And
yeah.
Strong as a king, and great leverage, unbelievable leverage. If you ever let him get under you, you might as well. He's going to tote you right back to the quarterback.
Yeah. Talking with John Hanna out of the New England Patriots organization, Pro Football Hall of Famer as well. Played for them in, what, 73 through how long?
85, 86.
Yeah. Man, that's a hell of a career, specifically yeah. in today's day and age where you don't always see it with one team.
No.
You know?
Well, back then, you know, we didn't have free agency.
Right.
You know, so. So for some reason, although at times I did want to leave the Patriots, the Sullivan family decided to keep me on board.
Okay.
I don't know why. Matter of fact, in 83, I thought I'd had enough, and I'd heard Al Davis wanted me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was holding out and trying to get to the Raiders. And my brother Charlie was holding out at Tampa Bay thinking, you know, he's wanting more money, and winds up one night. Charlie comes into the restaurant. We've been waiting on him. He's all down from the mouth and everything. I said, what's wrong? He says, I've been traded. I said, where have you been traded? He says, the Raiders. I said, you stole my job. and that's what happened. They gave him number 73.
Yeah.
He goes out to the Raiders, starts at left guard. He had been a right tackle, and he wins the Super Bowl.
Wow.
It's an unbelievable story.
Yeah, that's but you got to be happy for your brother, obviously. Getting that
I
ring.
Am until he starts, you know, picking his nose with
he's
his ring
finger. He's got the ring finger? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, before we let you go, I want to talk more real quick about your knee replacement upcoming.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I don't know if it's going to come up. I'm going to put it off as long as I can,
right.
Like I said, but the knee is the DOJ knee is what I found to be the one that I'm going to choose because of the type of motion that it's got and its durability. So, you know, when you get it replaced, it's something you don't have to live with,
mm-hmm.
and I'll make sure I got the best one going into the deal.
It is a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for stopping by the program
for
a few minutes.
Me.
And thanks for being early. You don't get many guests that come over and they're early, they're on time, they're ready to go, they're itching to talk, and
yeah.
It's fantastic. Great reminiscing with
hopefully
you.
Hopefully it was entertaining for
it
you
was.
Guys.
It was fantastic. Thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
There you go. That's John Hanna joining us for a couple of minutes here on Radio Rogue.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.